8 minutes after 5 South African time. I was just enjoying the beautiful dhikr, my beloved listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, my beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Well, today is the 12th of Ramadan, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein. Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, and verses 50 to 52. Now, that person who was in the jail with Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he was released, he was a butler, and he was serving his alcohol and intoxicants to his chiefs and his leaders and masters and so forth. Now, when Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam interpreted the dream for him, he came and told the king. So the king was elated and delighted. He said, yes, this is the right interpretation of this dream. So go and call him immediately. I need him here. So this is where we carry on. Chapter 12, verse number 50 to 52. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ. And the king of that time of Egypt, he said, summon him and call him here to me immediately. I need him. So that person went back to Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ الرَّسُولُ. So when that messenger came to him, to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, to Joseph, he said, nay, I'm still staying here in jail. You go tell that king and that minister, they must find out from those ladies. They must give you the true story. There must never be a blemish on me. I am a Nabi of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and Almighty Allah will exonerate me, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will elevate my rank and status. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ الرَّسُولُ. So when that messenger came to Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he, Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, told him, قَالَ رُجِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. You go back there to your master, to your minister, and ask them. Tell the king he must speak to them, and they all must come clear. What is the true story? فَاسْأَلْهُ مَا بَالُ النِّسْوَةِ اللَّاتِي قَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ. And he must ask them, what is the condition of those ladies who cut their fingers that time there? They know the whole story, how they were encouraging Zulaikha that she must seduce me and so forth. Go ask them the whole story. All of them must be transparent. Inna Rabbi bikaidihinna alim. So here you can translate two ways. Inna Rabbi, verily my Allah, my sustainer, bikaidihinna alim, is all aware of their plotting, planning, and scheming. Or that person who in whose house I was in, that person Qitfir, the minister, so he was there my master because I was like a slave there. So therefore, not reality slave, but remember, figuratively speaking, so he's also all aware of all their plotting, planning, and scheming. Now the king, he said, we must sort out this because I need that person here in my cabinet and caucus. Call, he asked the lady. Zuleika was there. Her friends were there. Her colleagues were there. All the ladies. Ma khatbukunna idra wadunna Yusufa an nafsi. Call, he the king spoke. Ma khatbukunna. What is your people's condition? And tell me the truth and nothing but the truth. Idra wadunna Yusufa an nafsi. Now see. He said, when all of you try to seduce him from himself, meaning Allah forbid that he must commit the crime, Allah forbid, but Almighty Allah made the Anbiya, prophets and messengers, the greatest of the greatest, selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. And from the Anbiya, then the best of the best is Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Qulna, so they said, Hasha lillah, tanzihan lillah. Allah Jalla wa Ala protect us. We will speak the truth, and Almighty Allah is pure. Almighty Allah transcends every weakness, every defect, every shortcoming. Hasha lillah ma alimna alayhi min su. We know no evil from his side. If you know balagha, rhetoric, and you know how the Quran tafsir works, you students write this down. Su is a common noun, nakira. النكرة في سياق النفي تدل على الأموم. The translation will read, ما علمنا عليه من سوء. That we do not know regarding him and against him, من سوء, the slightest evil. Not only evil, the slightest. There isn't a 0.25%, 0.5%, 1% he's guilty. Absolutely not guilty. Now when they admitted all this, so Zuleika spoke. That is the lady who directly tried to seduce him, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Qalat imra'atul Aziz. So Aziz is Qitfir and the wife is Zuleika. So the wife of the minister, that is Zuleika, said, Aziz al-ana hashas al-haq. Now the truth has become manifest. Now it has become manifest. So ana rawattuhu an nafsihi wa innahu lamina sadiqin. Right in the parliament, in the cabinet, in front of everybody, she admits, Zuleika. I tried to seduce him from himself, meaning I am the guilty party. I am guilty on all charges. He totally innocent, totally exonerated. Wa innahu lamina sadiqin. And he is from the truthful ones, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. So the message goes to him, and now he comes. Joseph comes there in front of the cabinet, the caucus, in front of everybody. And he says, you know why the first time I didn't come and tell you? I had to clear my name. There must not be that iota of doubt in your hearts, in your minds, that I did something wrong. Now everything, the slate is clean. So let me tell you. The sentence here is the speech of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Zalika, meaning Almighty Allah mentions what Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam said. Zalika, that why I wanted all this to happen, this must happen. Liya'alama, so he, the minister, must know. Anni lam akhunhu bil ghaib. I did not commit any breach of trust. I was not treacherous in his absence. Wa anna Allah la yahdi kayd al khainin. How many people are plotting, planning, scheming against Islam? Allah Ta'ala says, Wa anna Allah la yahdi, and surely Almighty Allah does not guide kayd al khainin, the plotting, planning of those who are the treacherous ones. Inna Allah la yuslihu amal al mufsidin. Verily Allah will not bring goodness in the actions of those who are the mischief makers and troublemakers. So in another place in the noble Quran, so all this you will find how Almighty Allah is warning us, always be transparent, always be truthful, and then the help of Almighty Allah will come. When we are, you know, people plotting, planning, scheming, then we might think we'll get away with it. But eventually we get disgraced and humiliated. Almighty Allah protect us. Let's take your news, views and interviews. Yesterday, two Palestinians were martyred in Nablus by the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Freeze for freeze. America wants to cut a deal with Iran. So what they mean freeze for freeze? You freeze your nuclear activity and we will freeze the sanctions, meaning that we will remove not all the sanctions, but some of them or half of them. Go and study Ukraine's history. I sent it out to all of you on the groups and on the Telegram and so forth. So you must remember all this started in 2014, in the Obama years already. Remember all of you who are supporting Ukraine and America and NATO. You should remember Ukraine had a democratically elected president. And they removed him and they brought a puppet Zelensky. Because this was a Zionist plot and they brought a Jewish guy who is, you must remember, very, very pro-Israel, pro-America, and they will use him as a launching pad against Russia. You see, this is a perfect example of Cade plotting, planning, scheming, and how it boomerang in their face. Ukraine bombed to pieces, alhamdulillah, we say, and very good you are doing, Putin. You must put them in the right places. Rahul Gandhi saved himself from jail. You must remember there are big problems in India. And remember yesterday we sent out to some people that about the news that BJP and Modi, the butcher of Gujarat, it is his policy now. You, the Hindutva, you must destroy as many masajid and mosque in India. So imagine this is a policy. So what you call such people? We call them 100% terrorists. And you see that Rahul Gandhi now, if he plays his cards right, so people will be very sympathetic to him and to the Congress. Trump is now there in New York. He's there in Manhattan in his Trump Tower. And he will be booked today, but no handcuffs and so forth. And Trump wants it must be turned into a circus, but they will not allow him that, according to the media. And after all that, then he will have a brief statement, or he will have, you must remember, addressing the media and his supporters. Look at this apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, the children of Hitler. Four times this week, in the past 4 or 5 nights, you must remember, they have attacked Syria. Where's the world now? So is Syria not an autonomous country? Where's the international law? So, but Israel can do whatever he wants to, because they are jutlas, because America's veto is there. So again, last night they murdered and killed 2 people in Syria. And today you, the Ummah Muslims, better wake up from your slumber. Tonight their Passover is starting and they want to take in, you must remember, some animals to sacrifice those animals right inside Masjid al-Aqsa. Ben Gweda Harami, the terrorist, remember that. He has been made the minister and he has his own militia. And wherever the Muslims, the Palestinians and Jutlas are living together, he will go and provoke the Palestinians. That is his job, the Harami. Remember some parts of China, they're not allowing Muslims to fast. So there's so much for democracy and human rights and so forth. So all this is well documented. So we need to name and shame them. But which Muslim country will speak? Which Arab country will speak? They all have sold their soul for the dollars and for money. And they will just keep silent, you must remember. No, we want good ties with China. We have to do business deals with them and so forth. So you see OPEC, what they have done, Saudi Arabia, Russia, they're playing a good game. So they cut the production of the oil. So the oil price now increases. They will make bumper amount of money. And remember, it suits them fine. Erdogan did a smart thing. Erdogan summoned, you must remember, this person here, the ambassador of America, and told him, you must know your place. You don't come and dictate to us here. Now for you, you will not be meeting me and I will not be meeting you. And he said, we need to teach America a lesson. Well done, Erdogan. We need to teach America a lesson, he said. So he shut the door on that ambassador of America to Turkey. Elections take place on May 14. So we hope and pray Erdogan comes, because the Jutlas against him, America against him, the West against him. But Allah is with him. Inshallah, things will work out. See these haramis, these Jutlas and Jutlis, what they do. If you don't understand Jutla and Jutlis, it's Jews and Jewess. So there is a lady, Malka, or whatever you call her. So she was a principal of a Jewish school in Australia. And then she was sexually assaulting these girls, you know, Jewish girls and so forth. When she knew that things are getting hot, she ran away to Israel. And then they had extradition, long drawn procedure. She's back there in Australia, and she will be sentenced and what have you. Can you imagine that the principal sexually assaulting her own students? What a disgrace for the people there. And a wonderful article in today's Haaretz, you all should read it, by Gideon Levy. Who cares if the Palestinians are alive or dead? See, this is a Jew. And he writes, what is the truth? Who really cares? Meaning nobody cares. Whether the Palestinians are alive or dead, the Arab regimes, the tinpot dictators, haramis, murtad, they more lining up to make peace with Israel. And they want to bootleg Israel and America. And the world, they don't want to upset Israel. They don't want to upset, you must remember, America. So Israel has a free reign. But this government won't last, you must see. In few months' time, it will have to fall. And then there will be elections. Because you're not a chosen people, you Jutlas. You are haramis. Remember that. And you are the real terrorists of the world. You are the cursed people on the face of the earth. And that is mentioned various places in the Noble Quran. And chapter 7, verse 167, Allah Jalla Wala states, La yab'athanna alayhim ila yawmil qiyamati man yasumuhum su'al adab. Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish them right till the day of justice, and a horrible, terrible punishment. See how they punish themselves. So that is the humiliation, disgrace. Inshallah, today 8:30 to 9 will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat and Mawazahid Khan, and then 11 to 12 will be the Bliss of Marriage in Tafsir and Commentary of the Noble Quran. Today, Inshallah Aziz, we discuss Wailul Likulli Humazatil Lumaza. Oh, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, make it easy and accept it.
Somebody says, Ustad, what happened to Zulaikha after she confessed, Ustad?
Yes, you must remember, that's why you must wait and listen every day. So one person said, but how can you just stop? I said, yes, I must keep you in suspense. So tomorrow we will speak, inshallah.
A listener says, many masajid employ Muslim security guards. Are these guards exempt from reading the Tarawih Salah? Or should arrangements be made for them, Ustad?
100% arrangements must be made. You know that today that the crooks are targeting, you must remember, our mosque and our places of worship. So it's very good, all you trustees, you the responsible brothers and officials, you should beef up your security, but at the same time, you must ensure that those brothers there are performing their salat, performing their tarawih and so forth. Yeah, at the Khanka, I go for Isha. So I see that one brother, that he is, you understand, not reading Tarawih. So I ask him why. He said, no, I'm part of security. So he said, no, I read after. I said, very good. You must remember that you keep 2-3 youngsters or people at, you know, main spots where they can, you understand, you know, where you know the people can enter and so forth. So therefore, our fatwa will be also that you can have, you must remember, the CCTV also, just for security purposes. So today, you know, if you want evidence, you know, this guy entered this time, that guy went out this time, what happened? So the fatwa will be for CCTV, just for security, not for movies and all. That's haram, obviously. So remember, that also will be acceptable and permissible.
So Ustad, I would like to know, if a person is 70 years plus and is unable to keep their fast, also it is his finance broke, what can they do in regards to kafara ustad?
Remember that we have to rephrase the question a bit. It doesn't mean if you're 70 years old or 75 years old, then automatically you must not fast. My uncle, my chacha, my kaka, Bamli kaka, Ibrahim kaka, he passed away a few years ago on a Friday. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Islamically, he was 90 years old or more than 90. He used to tell me, I'm fasting for 82 years. Not only Ramadan, he used to keep Muharram fast, he used to fast Shaban and so forth. So if you are the person that you are ill and sick and so forth, you're 70, 70 plus and so forth, and the prognosis of the doctors is that you won't be able to fast in the future, then don't use the term kafara, that's wrong. That the term you must use is fidya. So the fidya is Surah 2, verse number 184, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. So the Hanafi fatwa is this, that you must pay 35 rand per day and so forth. You can pay lump sum. You pay 1,000 rand and give it out to poor Muslims, that's minimum. And you pay 1,050, 1,100 rand, so that's all the better. Quran says so in the same verse, chapter 2, verse 184. فَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرُ اللَّهِ. You pay more, mashallah, is better for you. And according to Shafi's, Malik's, Hanbali's, then the fidya will be 10 rand per fast, so you give out 300 rand to poor Muslims, and that will suffice, provided that from now, right till your death, your health does not recover. If it recovers, then qada is compulsory, and the fidya that you have paid will become voluntary charity. Then the second part of your question, that you can't fast because of illness, chronic illness, terminal illness, or you are too old, you don't have stamina, energy, and on the other side, financially, you broke also. So very easy, tell one Muslim brother to give you zakat, 2, 3, 4, 5,000 rand, and when they give that to you, from that zakat money, then you pay your fidya to poor Muslims. So easy to how you solve the problem.
Ustaz, where is Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam buried?
Remember that the muhakkikin ulama say he's buried there in Egypt. Some ulama say that his body was transferred from there to Khalilur Rahman Hebron, where Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried, then Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam is buried, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam is buried. But the ulama who are the real muhakkikin, they don't accept that. He's buried there in Egypt. That is the rajih verdict, the preferred verdict.
I see Benjamin says, good morning, AK. Which countries in the world practice communism? Ustad, Benjamin.
Benjamin Binyamin, Joseph's brother's name, full brother's name was Benjamin Binyamin. So remember that communism you will find there in Russia to a certain extent. You will find it there in North Korea to a certain extent. You will find it in some Angola and few and two countries like that to a certain extent. Today there is no communism and all these type of things. That 100% you must remember that. Easy way to gauge it, you must remember that they will tell you religion is the opium for the masses. So they discourage religion. You go to Angola, they don't even recognize Islam as a religion. So you must remember that if you just go to the history of Russia and all that, you know that what happened during Lenin's time and Stalin's time and all these type of things here. So these were the countries that became a failure. So the only way this world can come out from this mess is to accept Islam. Remember, capitalism is failing. Look at France. It's worse than a third world country. You just see the dirt everywhere, you must remember. And that Macron, remember, his time is up. Before 2023 is finished, most probably he also will be thrown to the scraps of history. So you must remember that this was how America played Europe to make them fools, that you must help and we must fight Russia. And you see now, with the oil prices escalating, now they will be suffering more and more. Sunak doesn't know which way to turn anymore. And you take the Germans and the French, all of them suffering now.
I see. Matthew is saying, so what went wrong in the Middle East, AK?
Middle East, what went wrong is because you, the enemies of humanity, you brought about the Jutlas there, the Haramis, the day Israel came into existence. On 14 May 1948, that was one of the biggest disasters, you must remember. Therefore, the Palestinians, and we call it Nakba, and that is the catastrophe, you must remember this. So the only way you can solve the Israeli issue is one settler, one bullet, and send them back to from where they came to. You came from Europe, you go back to Europe. You came from America, you go back to America. You got no place in Palestine, especially those who are anti-Palestinian and want to expel the Palestinians.
Somebody said, Mufti, my father is 74 years, he's fasting, but he doesn't read no Salah in Quran. How do I get him to read? I'm afraid for him. I spoke to him, but he still doesn't listen, Ustad.
Show him the Quranic verse. This is not one Maulana or Mufti or some Imam or Sheikh or whatever. Any Muslim person, male or female, who is sane and mature, and you don't read Salat, this is Salat means Namaz 5 times a day. So the men in the masjid, the women in the mosque, and the women at home. So what happens? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions in the Noble Quran, Ma salakakum fi saqar. What made you walk straight into the hellfire? The first answer they will give, they will say, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسْوَلِّينَ, that we would not read Salat and perform Salat. Chapter number 74, Surah Muddathir, in the 29th Supara, and verses 42, 43. So you show your father that. Your fasting will not help you if you're not reading Salat. Quran says, what landed you up straight into Jahannam, the hellfire? First thing they will say, we never read Salat, lam nakum min al-muswallin. So fasting is compulsory, is a pillar of Islam. And Salat, but Salat is more important than Siyam. So we must remember that. Therefore, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal states, if a person deliberately, like what your father is doing, does not read Salat, he's out of the fold of Islam, his nikah is broken, and lam yudfan fi maqabir al-muslimin, such people cannot be buried in the Muslim graveyard. That is the verdict of the Hanbali school. We don't pass that verdict, but I mention it to show you the severity and the consequences. You know what Imam Shafi, Imam Malik say? Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Rahimullah, say, the person, man taraka salata mutaambidan, the people who leave out salat deliberately, they are Muslim, but death penalty for them. That is the Shafi'i and Maliki verdict on that issue. It's only Imam Abu Hanifa who's but lenient on this issue, and he says, al-habs, you must imprison them, and hatta yamut o yatub, till they make tawbah and repent, or they die in prison. If you want an excellent book on this, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, Rahimahullah, student, celebrated student, Hafiz Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyah, remember, has written the book Kitabu Salah, and you will find all these type of things there. Excellent book, Ajada wa Afada fi Adal Maudu. He has done real justice to this topic.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I've got Jacko. He says, Aki, who is the worst president in South Africa's overall history, Ustad?
So, verwoord. Jacko, je hebt gedanken gaan zeggen, iemand van de ANC. So, yeah, jullie wat mensen ook was niet zo of zigzag, ne? So you must remember that who brought about apartheid? The Nationalist Party. So you got Verhoor, then you got Foster, and then you got P.W. Botha. For ons, nie blankes nie, was hulle baie baie zigzag, ne? So you must remember, he asked who was the world prime minister, president. He thought I'm to say the ANC. So I told him, no, the Witmense. So the whites, you must remember, who brought about the apartheid, Verhoor, and then Foster, and then PW. What you think? It was joy for us. We used to see whites and no whites. On the park, we used to see no dogs and no non-whites allowed. You know that. That was South Africa.
Sure. So,
yes, I saw it myself. I was born in apartheid. I was born in the African location. So we went through all this. So that was the worst. Remember that.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Somebody wants to know, you, Ustad, that why isn't Ukraine attacking Russian oil tankers. Anonymous, we'll start.
What, they can't attack anything. You must remember that whatever they try, Putin is 10 steps ahead of them. And you must remember this whole Nord Stream and everything. This Americans, they destroyed it and so forth. So Putin is ready for a long war. And these guys cannot match them. Why? Because if they go nuclear, then Putin has the greatest amount of nuclear compared to America, Europe and all of them. So they all know if they're going nuclear, then it will be hand down victory for Putin. And that's why they're getting tired themselves, you must remember that. So they won't attack that. Their own prices will escalate and then they'll be finished again.
Someone wants to know, started quickly, two questions. Says here that while fasting, if you swim, what's the must learn? The other one is, the sister says she cooks every day three meals. Can she taste the food while she's fasting to start?
So you're speaking about swimming. If you know how to swim, then it's fine. But you get a guy like me who don't know how to swim, the water will go through his mouth and through somewhere else and this and all that. You just sit quietly and forget the swimming and all that. But the act of swimming will not break the fast, remember, provided no water goes through the mouth and so forth. Second one is this, that for you, you're cooking three times meal. So why are you cooking three times? One is suhoor time and one is after Maghrib, iftar, and whatever is left over, you must feed them that after the after Tarawih witr, the pre-midnight snack. What we call it? Pre-midnight snack. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock and so. You don't have to cook for them for that and so forth. They're just spoiling them. So you now asking, can you taste the food? And that, no, you can't taste the food. Every day you're going to taste. It'll go down one day, then your fast is broken. Yes, you got the character of a husband, real zigzag character. He will hit you and so forth and so on. Then you can tell your maid, your non-Muslim maid or somebody to taste it and so forth. Or you taste it as a last resort because you know your husband is half crazy. That is not the rule. That is the exception to the rule. The rule is you can't be tasting, so every moment you'll be tasting. Let me taste the halim, let me taste the bhajia, let me taste the samosa, let me taste. So what fasting that will be? And if something will go down also, then even if it goes down by mistake, your fast is broken and qadha is compulsory.
I see. Sister Rebecca says, are Iranians brown or white to start?
So they're very white. You must remember that. So I see you looking technical, Sister Rebecca. You must remember that. If you go to Iran, you go to Turkey, all these places, you will think you landed somewhere in Europe. They're very, very fair in complexion. Turks and Iranians. They're not Arabs. But both of them are masters of Arabic calligraphy. So may all might Allah protect all the Muslim countries.
Ameen.
Inshallah, make special dua for Aqsa al-Mubarak that tonight the Jutlas are not allowed there to come and sacrifice animals and so forth. The only way you can solve this problem is with jihad. Remember that. You have to fight them head on and then Palestine will be liberated. So inshallah, we will continue 11 to 12 with the bliss of marriage. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.